sucked off a bloke. I didn't like it.
Hello? Yeah, Andrew Sachs? Yeah, hi, yeah, it's Steve. You know from the Steve and Tom show? Yeah, I thought I'd just call and tell you. We're calling it Bear Winnets now. Yeah, I just thought you should know. All right, cheers, thanks, bye. Oh, I always blurred out, I'm shagging his granddaughter. Oof. So welcome to what is now the Bear Winnets show. It's not the Bear Winnets show, it's just Bear Winnets.
Yeah.
Do you want to explain what Bear Winnets is?
Yeah, all right. Winnets, I believe, are where the, I don't know, what's the scientific term, the feces is stuck together, sticks the hairs on your anus together.
That sounds worse. Science made it worse. I think if you just said it's little bits of poo,
yeah,
that left over on your bum hair.
Yeah.
So if, and of course, bear is the now what the kids call lots.
Yeah, lots.
So if you're checking lots of poo, that's what this is.
Yeah. So if you're still listening, then welcome to the show.
They won't be. The best thing I ever heard as a kid was when. Fat Ben said to us that his dog had bear winnets and he had to cut them off with scissors.
Oh yeah, we have a new catchphrase to go with the series. It's 30 minutes of bear winnets.
That's it, exactly. It might not be 30 minutes, but...
You've got to be in it to win it.
Yeah, you got to be in it to win it. Remember when we used to play, I won't mention the name of the fella, but there was a person who famously chatted bear winnets.
Which means he lied a lot.
So we... always pulled the trick on it. What was it?
The Winnets so test.
The Winnets test. It's so stupid now. We'd be like, have you heard the new System of a Down CD? Oh, it's really good, isn't it? Have you heard the song You Are Lying to Us Right Now?
And he was like, yeah, it's my favourite.
Yeah, don't you like the line where it's like, shut the fuck up, you're lying. Shut the fuck up, you're lying. Stop lying to us. And he's like, yeah, that's my favourite bit, yeah.
We're live from Pikey's bed.
Oh yeah, you're back in the flesh now, that should be pointed out.
I'm back in the flesh.
Yeah, and you're more beautiful than I ever imagined when we met on the dating site.
In the flesh, not meaning that I'm naked, I am fully clothed.
Yeah, unlike me. You're the reason that there's been less and less podcasts, because you have been fucking off all the time.
I decided to do something with my life.
I have, I'm entertaining the masses, en masse, getting the message out there.
Definitely, masturbates.
What?
Mass debates.
Oh. Stop bringing it down all the time. So,
lowering the tone.
What I wanted to do is get one out well before Christmas, really spreading the word. Do you know what the word is?
What's the word? Bird. Well, everybody's heard about the bird.
The bird is the word. Yeah, the bird is the word. Of course, everyone's heard. Well, not everyone, because it's still not number one. I think it got to number three.
Did it?
Yeah, it's not Christmas Day yet, so I'm not 100% certain, but I think it's already set what they are, and Bird of the Word is unfortunately number three.
What's the version that's, because like, it's been covered by loads of people, hasn't it? Who's the artist?
What, the Trashman.
The Trashman, right.
Yeah, that's the one everyone knows. Why, who have you heard it covered by?
Well, I know that Ramones have done it. And like,
oh, really?
Sure, and like, yeah, and lots of other people. The Cramps have done it. It wouldn't be that version, but they're cool. But like, yeah, loads of people I think have covered it, but they're not the originals. The Trashmen, I don't think.
The Trashmen aren't the originals.
I don't think so. I might be wrong.
They must have got a nice wad anyway from even the amount of people who bought it.
I know, all these old artists out of the woodwork thinking, what the fuck?
Yeah. Like, why? Rage Against the Machine must have been like,
they just put their bank card in, put the pin in. Like, what? But like, it's the same as Nevermind the Buzzcocks. You know, when they have the lineup of old singers. And it's always just like really obscure people from the past, and every time it's like they've got a new album coming out.
Yeah,
they
yeah,
still
yeah,
make albums.
That's the most ridiculous way. Like, if I ever had a one-hit wonder and then went into obscurity, and then I was going to release an album, and my agent was like, "How about you go on Nevermind the Buzzcocks?" Yeah. You'd be like, "Fuck right off!" They're just going to take the piss. Like, but anyway, actually, I'm going to find out. I've got a thing. What is number one at the minute?
Don't you think the Pogues, like, the Pogues have never been number one, the Christmas song, and it should be.
Has it never been Christmas?
No, it was almost number one, and it got beaten just by, like, a little bit on the, when it came out. And so, if there's any song that they should be doing that stupid thing with, it should be that. That's a Christmas song.
And it says...
And it's the best Christmas song ever.
Yeah, the Pogues is a really weird Christmas song because in shops, I was in Tesco's, and I could clearly hear, "You scumbag, you maggot, you cheap, lousy faggot."
Yeah, it's brilliant. Isn't it? I really think it is the best Christmas song ever.
You're an old slut and junk. Yeah, oh, fuck. No, Matt Cardle.
Fuck him.
After checking it was Matt Cardle, he actually did it. X Factor 1. I didn't know that.
Is he the one that was on the video on your blog?
Look at yeah, the winning at the end. Yeah, if you check out the blog, which is Bear Winnets, spelled W-I-N-N-E-T-S.
Wait, we'll talk about that later as well.
Oh, bear.
Could be grr, bear.
No, it's not Go Bear.
I know, but it could have been.
All right. This is a terrible web domain.
I know, it's rubbish, isn't it?
Yeah, but to us it's well funny, so that's worth it. Yeah. It's BareWinnets, bearwinnets.blogspot.com. And there you can see the best X Factor moments, including Dermot O'Leary, his outburst at Katie Vessel? Vessel? Yeah, Matt Cardle winning, and I'm not going to go into it here, but what Harry from One Direction whispered in his ear. Think about how much you're going to go on the website. I said he was probably going to have a good chance to win. Did you realise there were 7 people playing, you know, like in a live show? 7 people in X Factor live show. And each of them played 2-minute songs, which means that the main entertainment of that show is 14 minutes long in an hour programme.
Yeah.
And the rest of it is just fluffer. People's opinions, which you don't care about. Like Danny Minogue's opinion. Who the fuck has ever given a fuck about her opinion? I think Danny Minogue's kid, you know, she's got a little baby. I think her kid's like, "Shut the fuck up, mum." Someone has to be like, now, baby, have your milk.
Have you ever watched the American one? I don't know why I've seen it, but...
Oh, there is, yeah.
I've seen it somehow. But they do, like, little sketches with Simon Cowell and the other presenters in between things. Like, for example, one of the sketches, it was just like a really unfunny American kind of humour. Just a Simon Cowell waking up in bed with the other presenter or something. Like, who's a guy? And that was like, can you imagine that being on TV in England? No one would appreciate that.
It's like he's gay or something.
It's funny shit.
But then again, in England, it would just be like Simon Cowell dressed as a lady. We'd be like, ha ha ha.
Yeah. But this don't do
how anything. Absurd.
But they don't do anything like that in an English one, do they?
I know Britain's Got Talent. Apparently, The Hoff. I'm not going to call him The Hoff. I'm not a fan of him. David Hasselhoff, the weirdo German singing old alcoholic man that he is, unfunny bastard, is coming over to take Simon Cowell's place because he's got prior engagement for the next season of Britain's Got Talent. So it's going to be Piers Bloody Morgan. What's Ozzy Osbourne's wife? Sharon Osbourne. There you go.
Yeah.
And David Hasselhoff.
Yeah.
Why are those 3 people judging talent in Britain?
Like Piers Morgan. None of the originals. That's weird. Like Pete Piers Waterman used to be on it for him.
Pete Waterman?
Is that what he's called? That really old guy with... he's a bit of a knob. And that foxy guy, whatever he's called.
Dr. Fox? No, yeah. That was on...
was that Pop Idol?
Pop Idol, yeah. I was going to say, oh yeah, so Piers Morgan, Sharon Osbourne and David Hasselhoff judging Britain's Got Talent. That is so weird.
That is weird. Oh, God. I hate that Louis guy.
Louis Walsh.
Yeah, he's such a prick.
Also, like Ricky Gervais is...
Ricky Gervais?
Yeah, Ricky Gervais. This is going somewhere.
Oh, right.
He'd do a brilliant thing because Louis Walsh said to someone on X Factor, he was like, "You look like Ricky Gervais." And he was on the... Ricky Gervais was on the Graham Norton show afterwards, and Graham Norton brought it up, and he was like, "You're pretty famous, why is he calling you Ricky Gervais?" So he was like, "I've got his number," and Ricky Gervais called him like, "Hi, it's Ricky Gervais here." And he's like, "Oh, hi, Ricky." And he had a bit of conversation for a while.
And he didn't know he was on TV.
He didn't know he was on TV for a bit, but then he was like, "You're live on the Graham Norton show, there's a lot of listeners, it's the BBC, why should your act win the X Factor?" And as he started to answer, he just hung up. I thought it was brilliant.
That's so good.
Yeah, so that's another plus on the Ricky Gervais pro side.
Ricky Gervais. I think he's funny. I like
Ricky
him.
Gervais. I think Ricky Gervais is quite good. He should stick with it, man. A Steve Merchant.
Merchant.
Yeah. Where did this all come from? Bird is the word.
Bird.
Yeah, so Matt
Carroll. Has everybody heard about the bird? Well, have you heard the word about the bird? Oh, well, everybody's heard.
about the bed. Everyone should have heard. I wish we'd got this out sooner so people could have the masses that listen to us, like Matt, your mum. But do you know what was in the charts? There was another campaign that I didn't hear of till it was far too late, and a brilliant campaign. There was about 5,000 in the Facebook group. They got to number 66 at one point, and if this was number one, it would be amazing. And then I think I might beep it out. It's by on the gang.
Oh, fucking, I've seen him live.
And it's called
Brilliant.
Use My Arsehole as a
Oh, yes, no way. I've seen him live. He was at the he was at a Rebellion Festival. He was like, have you seen him?
He's no, just no, I've not seen on the gang.
He's fucking brilliant. He's like, he's got massive crazy hair. You're not even sure if it's like a wig or something. Kind of like all messed up. And he was wearing like all luminous yellow and just like dancing around. Just amazing.
No way was he actually a luminous
He was actually a luminous and he was, how is this? Is this?
This is real number 66.
66, fucking brilliant. Oh my God. That's amazing. He's so funny. He did like a cover of I Kissed a Girl, only he changed it to I Sucked Off a Bloke. I didn't like it.
Jesus.
I think we should play it as a song on the show.
Yeah, hi. Yeah, Elton John. Yeah, it's Steve here. Yeah, I just thought I'd tell you the website's now barewinnets.blogspot.com. Yeah, just thought you should know.
So,
what are you wearing? A what? Did you watch, it's a bit a blast in the past now, but I really wanted to talk about it at the time. Did you see all the Coronation Street, four funerals and a wedding?
I saw the tram crash, just the tram crash the other day. Like my mum said, do you want to watch this tram crash? She taped it for me. But yeah, I saw it, and it wasn't as bad as you made it sound. Like the whole
it was awful. It was so bad.
It looked a bit like a theme park ride, but
they spent £1 million on it. Can you believe it?
No, yeah.
It was literally like a Hornby train set being moved along. Oh, the way the driver was like theatrically like.
That was pretty funny. Everyone got fucked up.
No, the tram wouldn't crash like that.
Wouldn't it?
No, it wouldn't. It just wouldn't, like, and then the end tail up and then, like, swing back and forth and then...
That's why it
Godzilla!
Was like...
Back and crash into buildings.
Yeah,
stuff.
That's why it was like a theme park thing.
Oh, it was awful.
Oh, yeah, say what Ken Barlow said on the very first episode of Coronation Street.
Oh, on the first episode before it when... I was watching it and it was, I was impressed. Like, I'm not a Coronation Street fan, but I wanted to watch it just for the fact that it's kind of history. And I'm sure that's the longest entertainment programme that's been going in the world, surely, now.
Hmm.
I don't know that for a fact, but I'm sure it is.
That's just an outrageous statement. I have no idea if it has any truth.
But I'm sure about it.
You're very sure of yourself, aren't you?
Yeah.
About stuff.
But in the first one, like, I knew Ken Barlow was in the first one. He literally features heavily, which I just think is amazing. And, at one point, he's got, like, working class parents and he's trying to be a bit posher. He's trying to pull a bird who's, like, middle class. And because he's not allowed to go to the hotel and pay for it by his dad, he's at a neighbour's house complaining about Coronation Street. And he's like, I hate living in Coronation Street. And he's the only fucker still there.
Yeah, like one of these days. Get out of this fuck out for second time.
If it's the last thing I do, is I'll leave Coronation Street.
And then his friend was like, you'll die here, Ken Barlow. You're cursed.
I know, I can't believe that. I was impressed. It was like a long shots. Like, you know, now it's just like actors can take as many takes as they want to say a line, but there were some scenes that it was just one continuous shot for 5 minutes. Well, less than 5 minutes, but, you know, proper old school dialogue. I was impressed.
Oh, is that the first episode?
The first episode,
yeah.
I was impressed.
That's good. Not bad.
It was Ken Barlow. he must get some rights on the set, mustn't he? He must walk on like... He's got his own house, not a trailer. He's got a little bungalow offset.
What if he gets a bit old and goes a bit crazy and just thinks that he is Ken Barlow?
That is very much a possibility.
It could happen.
I think it has happened.
Yeah, only he's like, why the fuck when I go in my house is there just like nothing in it? Why is the inside of my house like a completely different place? Have you seen that? Have you been on the studios tour?
No, I've not.
I don't know why I have. I went to Granada Studios tour. It wasn't just the Coronation Street, but it was like a lot of it. Like, you saw the street and stuff, but the actual houses are like on a set somewhere else. They had a pretty good alien ride, like simulator.
It was cool. An alien ride?
And a RoboCop one.
Is that what's going to be happening in the new year? Christmas train crash, New Year aliens.
Yeah. Well, this was ages ago. They closed down the tour now because nobody wants to go.
In fact, your season ticket. Little flag.
When I worked in town, I was thinking one lunchtime, yeah, I'm going to go Granada Studios tour for my lunch break. And then I found out they closed down years ago.
I've got a little confession for you here. If we talk about Coronation Street, famous. Now, hopefully Kevin Webster doesn't listen to this. I don't know the actor's name. Because here's a little confession. Cool. Because he drinks in a pub quite near us, and we went in.
Say quite heavily.
Quite near us, and we went in for St. Patrick's Day. Me and my dad and my girlfriend at the time, and I'd had a few Guinnesses, and he'd been outside for a smoke, and he'd got up to leave, and we sat down where he'd been sitting. And there was one of those St. Patrick's Day hats there. You know, the big, like, Guinness top hat.
Yeah.
Felt. So I was like, yoink, put it on my head. So, because I had one, but I'd given it my girlfriend. So we were both wearing these hats. And then Kevin Webster came up to me, like, was there a hat there, mate? And I was like, no.
You just lied to him.
I lied to Kevin. I stole his hat. And then later I'd had a few more and he passed me and I was like, where's your hat? Where's your hat? Kevin Webster!
Oh, no. I bet he didn't find that funny.
No, and I'd do his daughter. Where's your hat? Where's your hat? Kevin Webster.
Did you hear that?
No, he never looked. I say it now like I was like, whee! But it was more like, where's your hat? Where's your hat?
Just in Laura's ear.
Yeah, just in the girlfriend's ear.
The girlfriend's ear, yeah. We've not done as many topical things today. We've done more personal.
It's because there's not been that much going on.
Nothing in the world's happened. It's all been happening to us.
Nothing happened, no.
Yeah, nothing. They didn't even bother making a paper.
The only thing that's happening at the minute is snow. So that's all the weather, that's all the news it's been. Oh, Crossbow Cannibal's been convicted.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying? I've not thought about any of the news that's happened. Like, usually I've thought about it and I've gone, I'll say that. But recently I've got nothing.
No. Well, I've heard that it's Christmas soon. Saturday.
Fuck Christmas. Tell you what.
What's this big whopper?
What you getting up to, neighbour? Is the title of this article.
Yeah.
Imagine this. Like, there's a lot of evil in the world because there was a yob caught on CCTV vandalising parked BMWs. And local residents have been terrorised for ages with people flowering the car and just generally being a nuisance. So they set up a CCTV because they thought they'd catch, you know, the little hoodlums who did it. You know, the little Asbo to bees.
Scallywags.
Yeah. And they caught 63-year-old woman Jennifer Bibby, who was nicked after pelting neighbours' cars with flour and eggs.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Church-going cop's widow, Jennifer. How ridiculous is that? That's weird.
That's awesome.
That's weird.
It's like the woman who put the cat in the bin.
No, she looked evil. Did you see her face? Yeah.
I don't think I
She looked like she was going to put cats in bins.
Did she?
Yeah. I've always distrusted old people, but when they started putting cats in bins, I knew it's time to fuck. So it was all milk and cookies at one point. But when no one's looking at them, animals in depositories.
Flour and eggs at your car.
Yeah.
God damn. And they complain about the youth. But
yeah. I saw a man putting a goldfish in a bottle bank the other day.
Really?
He was 80. Do you know what it is? They haven't been at war.
They need a good
Their parents, they were at war in the Second World War. This generation, we're at war right now.
Oh,
Tom.
God, yeah, I'm suffering.
I was making bullets all day in a factory. We're at war with Afghanistan. There's a war on terror and drugs that we're stocking up. yeah, but that generation, nothing. They were all post-war happiness. Yeah. Putting animals in things, they're not giving a shit. Flowering egg in cars.
Not like us, though.
Yeah.
With our rations.
So, hairdresser Claire Leverton, 44, whose BMW was hit along with a nearby Ford Fiesta, she installed the cameras. She said, "We're in shock after we saw the footage. No one expected Jennifer to be responsible."
I bet they laughed when they saw.
I can't believe that. Oh, the woman is a local neighbourhood watch leader. The perfect crime. She was like, "I know where all the neighbourhood watch is. I can get away with anything."
That's well good. Did she do any of it for a reason?
It says that it's been... she said it's been years of provocation is why she did it. This title just grabbed my attention. It's not really news. And the story's rubbish. But it's Jesus is gay, yobs. The Reverend's shock over chants after church. So this is Yobbs chanting, "Jesus was a faggot," ambushed a churchman after service. Shocked Reverend Tony Webster. "Where's your hat? Where's your hat, Tony Webster?" He said, "I was just drinking a Guinness and suddenly my hat was missing. Then a youth said, 'Jesus is gay,' and 'Where's my hat?'" Shocked Reverend Tony Webster said the H-Strong gang launched the foul-mouthed gay abuse as he locked his church. Oh, this is going to get serious, I think. Oh, no, it's not. They started shouting things like, "Jesus was a faggot and he was a fucking bastard." That's that sort of thing, Tom.
I think he was a reasonable guy, wasn't he? Tried to heal people.
I don't believe in his datiness, but he wasn't. He was an all right fella. I'll give him that.
I thought he was meant to be a friendly kind of chap.
I love him. He's like, "Jesus was a faggot. He's a fucking bastard." That kind of thing. When I tried to talk to them, it got worse.
Tried to reason.
Can't try to reason with yobs. "All right, lads, I'm Tony Webster, Reverend round here. Why do you think Jesus was a faggot?" Police are investigating the Sunday evening's incident. Why? That's all they did. That's all they did. There's nothing more that came from it. He just walked up to Reverend, was like, "Jesus is gay," walked off.
Controversy.
And Reverend Webster said, "They attacked someone who I love very dearly in Lord Jesus." He was fighting, "In my 40 years in the ministry, I've never heard anything like it. Try and read the Old Testament, you knobhead. There's plenty of gay bashing in there with your sh** religion."
I think we should not put that in.
For the record, if you're offended and you're religious, you have to forgive me. So,
Jesus would forgive you.
Jesus would forgive me. And then apparently try and bum me.
Just to remember the signs held up by the people who say Jesus hates fags.
The famous family in America, the Phelps. Do you know the pastor I'm talking about? The famous family who do that.
Yeah. I saw the documentary.
The most hated family in America. I didn't watch it, but I've read up on it because I heard about it and I could not believe it.
Yeah, it's brilliant. It's like right at the end of the documentary as well. They have the shot ever of. It's a woman just talking about it, saying, this is what Jesus would have wanted me to do with my life, this being protesting with signs saying God hates fags and stuff, like fucking fags burn in hell and all this. And she was like, "Yeah, no, I think that Jesus would be totally, like, really, really want me to do this. I'm doing the right thing. I'm, like, a good person." And in the background, her, like, family are putting all these massive God hates fags signs in the boot. Fags burn in hell. She's like, "We're not hurting anyone." It was brilliantly set up.
They should meet these yobs.
They should.
Yeah.
Only I don't think the yobs are as serious about it. I think they were just pissed.
I think they're serious. They're onto something here with the Jesus
passion. Speaking of yobs, actually, and religion, there was like a thing a while ago. This is well old news, but can it still go in?
I can do, yeah.
All right. It was like the new Jedi Church. It's not new anymore, but like the guy who's setting it up, the guy who was in charge of the Jedi Church, it was the first day, and he got punched in the face by a drunk man dressed as Darth Vader. He made himself a Darth Vader costume out of bin bags. Over the fence and punched her in the face.
That's brilliant. Sure it wasn't a woman in a burqa.
It could have been, yeah.
Do about the pastor, he's called Phelps. I'll find the Wikipedia because it's just when I was reading up on it, I couldn't believe something. But why they pick it outside the funerals of
soldiers.
Soldiers.
Yeah.
Like, that's so cruel. That is awful.
And they're saying that soldiers are fags.
It's against patriotism. They're saying soldiers die in Iraq because of the lax view on homosexuality in the USA. How ridiculous is that?
Oh, yeah.
It makes no sense whatsoever. Yeah. Catch yourself on.
They pretty much say that, like, anyone they don't like, they call fags there. So,
well, it's not just fags they hate, Tom. You'll find out in a minute.
All right.
Yes, I've just searched for God hates fags because I can't remember his name. If that comes up later, my internet service provider sees a lot of weird shit from here. And now it's just got weird. Fred Phelps, that's him. So Fred Phelps is the man behind it, the head of the kind of large extended family that make up the heart of this organisation.
Yeah.
Which is the Westboro Baptist Church, the WBC. So a WBC rock up with a God hates fags. Right, so if you go on the Wikipedia page of Fred Phelps, which I did, and I was reading about him I'm blown away at the kind of hateful ignorance of people. I mean, I come across as, like, hateful sometimes, but I'm just completely joking. I would not get off my arse to pick it about anything for a start. And this guy hates everyone. Religious beliefs. It's just religious beefs. Yeah. Yo, Phelps, what's your beef? He's an old school Baptist. What's your beef? I'm an old school Baptist.
That's actually what it says. It describes himself as an old school Baptist.
Right, so so he's anti-gay. This is like a main thing of his beliefs. In the late 1980s, Fred Phelps even witnessed a homosexual attempting to lure his daughter's then 5-year-old son Joshua into some shrubbery. That's what he claims. After several complaints to the local government about the large amount of homosexual sex occurring in the park with no resulting action, the Phelps put up signs of warning of homosexual activity. This resulted in much negative attention towards the family. And then it's just grown and grown from there, and it's become a like personal vendetta against the gay. So Wikipedia then lists his next religious belief as what, Tom?
Anti-Swedish.
Anti-Swedish? What the fuck? I hate the gays and the Swedish. Yeah, he's actually, not only does he own his domain is www.godhatesfags.com, he also owns the website godhatesweden.com.
No way.
What's he got against Sweden? It's something ridiculous. Why hasn't someone come down with a pink pistol and
pink pistol?
Like the man with the golden gun, but very camp.
Just whipped out his pink pistol.
I think Phelps would like that. He goes on about gay far too much.
Only if it was in the shrubs. The shrubbery. No one can see.
I like how he lured him into the shrubbery. Shrubbery doesn't make it sound very dense. It was like a sparse little thicket. And he was, this fully grown man crouched behind clearly visible, like, psst. Gooey.
How did he try and persuade him to go in some shrubbery?
Like, he had a good fishing rod. He had a lure.
It'll be good, I promise.
He literally had a fishing lure and like a little little fake bug with feathers on it. And he was just like reeling it in slowly. Every time, like, it's perfectly innocent talking, and then I'll say one thing and it just makes it just sound a bit homophobic and aggressive. Right, well, I'll leave it with a quick Dear Deirdre.
We can't end on that note.
So this is Dear Deirdre. This is the strangest one. If you think, you know, that... I never spoke about that. It's on the blog. Check out the blog and find out about the man who said, will my penis shrink if I don't have sex?
Yeah.
And he said grace to elbow to Deirdre, which is apparently a greeting, which I love. Grace to elbow, Tom.
I've never heard that. What does that mean?
No idea. It must be, yeah. No, the title of that is I Prefer Grace on the Knees. Right, so anyway, this is... Imagine being in this lad's position, but then writing in, admitting it. How could you get into this position? How could you do this?
I can't relate at all.
Dear Deirdre, I have been sending sexy messages to my mum on a social networking site. I know it's wrong, but it's so exciting. No one can see your face, but that's priceless.
Oh my god.
Right, I'm 22. It's not like a young, you know, sexually, you know, like when you're like 17 and you know, it might be weird.
Yeah, just message your mum.
You just message your mum. No one knows, finds out about it. You don't write to a paper. It's not like that. He's 22. Yeah. He's a grown man. My dad left us 15 years ago. My mum is 40. I recently went on the computer after her and saw she'd been on a networking site.
Yeah.
I was curious, so I made up a name for myself and messaged her later on my laptop saying I like older women and I found her sexy. So it's not even like he fell into it by accident and found she's flirting. He literally just decided to send her a message like, I think you're sexy. What the fuck is he thinking?
That's wrong.
All right. She replied she felt flattered. All right. I asked her if she masturbates. What the fuck?
Oh.
Why? What, where's this leap?
This went
where's
very this wrong very fast.
This man is weird, isn't he?
Yeah, like if he was trying to find out if she was like...
It's not even like it somehow through the mask of pretending to be someone else, a weird psychological thing added to the like authoritative mother female figure that he might be attracted to made him cause him to become attracted, and it was actually his personality that he made up that was attracted to her and he acted through. It was literally him like, you know, like, Fee.
Yeah.
Do you masturbate?
Yeah.
So
that's fucked up.
Right. When she replied yes, I know it's wrong, but it turned me on.
Oh my god.
She keeps asking for a photo of me, which of course I can't give her.
just look on the mantelpiece.
There's one of me and you right next to the computer. Right, she's now asked if I want to cam with her, as in camera, webcam with her.
Yeah.
And hoping she will let me watch without showing her who I am.
Oh no.
It just gets worse. It's not even like he's like, oh, I did this. Oh my god, I'm sick. Help me out. It's like, how do I get my mum? How can I get around this?
Oh fuck.
I feel ashamed of what I'm doing, but the thought of seeing her without a bra is amazing. Would it do any harm to just watch her undress, then delete my address and forget about it?
Oh my god.
I know, that's just weird, isn't it?
That's
so
wrong.
Weird.
He should dress up as his dad. And come back and say, here I am after all these years.
Just get a pipe, come in the door. Sorry, I'm home,
it's
late.
Me, honey.
I was in a lock-in.
I forgot where I lived.
What do you think this boy should do?
I think he should just... I think that's really wrong.
That's so weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, fucking hell, I think he should search for his dad and go the full fucking weird hole.
Yeah.
Message his dad.
Bum his dad.
Oh, so weird. Like, obviously, he needs to not try and see a bra. He needs to cut off all communication. And then... I'm not for corporal punishment, but he should be, you know, shot at dawn.
He needs a slap.
Someone needs to slap him. He doesn't need a leaflet. He needs a fucking...
Unless there's a hand in the leaflet.
He either needs God in his life or a girlfriend.
Yeah. Does he live with his mum still?
I presume he still lives with his mum. Yeah, he does.
He needs to move out.
Oh, of course, yeah, 22, he needs to move out.
And he needs to sort his life out.
Right, oh, good.
We just have no sympathy for him.
I don't, that's but weird. No, that's weird. It's not like, really like I said, if it seemed like, if I could see any way where this was an accidental thing where... His mum was lonely and he tried to like cheer her up, make her think she was wanted in a weird way, but then talking to her from a different perspective gave him like a new view of her. But it's not, it's just like he was like, ah, mum.
Yeah.
Let me see your tits.
Well, maybe she's weird as well and she'd be up for it.
His screen name was Jason Manford. He was like, I don't think any harm will come from that. On the same note, I used to work for Woolworths in late 2009, and I got fired, and as I left, I just started hitting numbers on the computer. You don't think I had any backlash, do you? What? Oh, God. Oh God. Deirdre says, don't kid yourself that it'll stop there. Don't even think about it. If you go ahead, the whole situation will get even messier. On his keyboard.
She's a funny one, that Deirdre, isn't she?
She's constantly cracking the jokes and the innuendos. Your mum is entitled to a private life, so delete the address. Don't message her again. Let her think the young man has just lost interest. He couldn't upset her there. It's annoyed me, this.
Yeah.
Get out with people your own age. Good. And you'll find a nice...
Not your own family.
Right, she says you'll find a nice, sexy girlfriend of your own. I don't think he will. You might find a girlfriend, but a nice, sexy one. He's going to get a fucked up girl who looks just like his mum. I'm emailing you... Oh, she at least she emails this. She emails him a leaflet. Here's a leaflet. He needs more than a fucking leaflet.
Yeah.
About getting a good social life. He's not. He might not be alone. He might be like...
Did she start off the reply with, what up, motherfucker?
She should have done. So on that motherfucking note, let's leave it there first. Summarise, a bird is the word.
Yeah.
Jesus both is gay and hates gays. Therefore, he is a hypocrite. Jesus is a hypocrite. The end.
Probably.
What's that? Cheryl Cole's in the other room. She says she's been waiting too long. Come on, let's do her.
Oh, yeah. She naked. She better be.
No, we're going to kill her.
She's still
what are you? Cheryl Lloyd, who has to worry next. I'm going to lure her into some shrubbery. I couldn't speak then. Cheryl Lloyd, who has to worry. I'm going to lure her into some shrubbery.
But I'm sure when someone told you to follow her on Twitter.
Yeah, last time I did that, I was put in prison for a few days. The internet's a bad influence. Some people said Cheryl Lloyd's the closest you're going to get to Cheryl Cole, but I think it's the closest I've come to the TV. Goodbye!
Bye!
Lady Gaga, hey, how's it going? Yeah. Just thought I'd tell you, we didn't get your last emails because you have to email podcast@bearwinnits.com now. Yeah. So... what are you wearing?